Ellie Goulding.
I was going to say starry-eyed, but Ellie Goulding.
Yes, to the sound of 2010. That's what we're going to be listening to in 2010, there according to the BBC.
And congratulations to her.
She's very good. I like the sound of that.
It is nice.
I don't think there's an album yet, but it's imminent.
Okay.
Look at me with my musical knowledge.
Yeah,
that just came out. That's not written down anywhere. I just know that.
No one told you that.
No one told me that.
It's all guesswork.
We've got to read this out, haven't we?
Oh, yes. Yes.
This is
about a competition.
Yes, it is.
It's a competition, isn't it?
It's the competition of this show.
Yes, it is.
And this has to be read out word for word, I think. So don't mess around.
No, I'm not going to veer from this tightly honed script.
No. Do you want to start?
Okay. I'm going to say later on we're going to be doing our quiz called This Balloon Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us. So we already have two callers for this week's competition, but now is your chance to register your interest
in inverted commas.
Yeah. To play next week.
Yeah. So call us now on 0500 288 291.
I see
88 to 91.
That's
clever.
It's the about the band.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's where you find it on your dial.
Oh.
Yeah, but don't worry about that. The phone number is 0500 288 291.
Wow.
These lines will be open for about an hour. And of course, the usual terms apply. I mean, as if they wouldn't.
As if.
Calls are free from a BT landline. Other networks may vary and mobiles will cost more.
They certainly will.
Yeah.
Now, alternatively... A Shaka Khan.
Hey.
Alternatively, you can go online anytime to Jonathan's page at bbc.co.uk
/...
That's a forward slash.
Yep.
Radio 2. And it's got a line underneath. What does that mean? It's got a line underneath? Do you say...
I think that means
it doesn't.
If this was on a computer page, you could click on it and it would go to...
I thought it meant you have to put a line underneath. I thought it was underscored, but it's not.
No.
And register your interest, in inverted commas, to take part there.
Yeah. Did we split that sentence up too much?
Possibly.
I think people get the idea. The webpage is also the place where you'll find all the terms and conditions for the quiz.
Just to be clear, though, your details will only be put forward for next week's competition.
Because this week's sorted. Done.
We are done.
We know what's happening there.
We've gone to the cupboard for this week's competition. We're full.
Yes.
We're full.
Yes.
For callers.
They are hanging on the line probably any minute now.
Absolutely.
Very excited. We don't know who they are.
And
as for what the competition is, that's another world of pain we've still got to come.
That's a new one we're very unfamiliar with.
We're very unfamiliar with. I think it's like the balloon debate, though, which is that game you play. People are nodding through the glass.
What balloon game?
You know, that thing where you have to argue your case or you get thrown out of a metaphorical balloon.
No, I don't know about that at all.
I mean, I'm guessing that it's slightly based on that. We're getting slightly less definitive nods from through the glass, but...
Is this a parlour game?
Yeah, the balloon debate. No.
So the objective being don't get thrown out of a balloon you're not actually in?
Well, the balloon debate, let's all pretend we're in a balloon.
Okay.
And you take... Well, the balloon debate, as I played it, which may bear no relation to this competition, compliance lovers, is that you have to argue, you like say, oh, I'll be Ken Bruce, and I have to argue my case for not being thrown out of this balloon. And you get a person. I think you maybe even pick them out of a hat.
You're a person.
I think you maybe even pick names out of a hat, and you have to argue the case for that person not being thrown to
their
doom.
Thrown out of the balloon. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And speaking of Ken Bruce... There's no more pictures.
No, it's a bit disappointing.
In the Hall of Bruce, is
but
there?
We were here only 3 weeks ago, I suppose, so perhaps
I know,
it was too much to ask for another one.
Yeah.
His Cheryl Cole is peeling.
It is, isn't it? It's come untacked.
Yeah. But they are now full colour and laminated.
Full colour and laminated, which is very good.
Which is a step up.
And the snowman's gone. Wasn't there one with him and the snowman?
Him posing with a snowman. This is the Ken Bruce Wall of Fame, which lives in this studio, and we admire every time we get called in.
And hoping that it's going to grow.
Hoping that it's going to grow, and we're slightly disappointed.
Yeah, slightly disappointed. We've not got a picture with Ken Bruce.
Too right we are.
One and post it to him.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Work shy, flibbity jibbit.
Isn't
he?
He's a go lightly if ever there was
So Ricky Gervais
pretty
is soon.
Pretty soon,
I
would have thought. He's going to be pretty soon.
Now, this is relevant.
Yes.
Because, you know, St. Melon's in Cardiff? We filmed there.
Did we?
Yeah, we filmed in
St.
Melon's.
I thought you were going to say it's a day. Like St.
Melon's
George's
Day.
Is it a place?
It might be after this. There's a woman in St. Melon's in Cardiff.
Oh, no, it's a place.
It's a place. Yes. It's a place in Cardiff.
Right.
And they have a Tesco store.
Yes.
And they have had to put up a sign saying footwear must be worn at all times and no nightwear is permitted because people have been shopping in their pyjamas.
Oh.
And it's now been banned in St Mellon's Cardiff. St Mellon's Tesco's Cardiff.
Is that because they're open 24 hours?
Because people are saying it's offensive.
To see someone in...
I
think it...
Is it?
Doesn't it herald the breakdown of society if people are going to be walking around in their flannelettes? I think it does.
Well, that's clearly what they're implying. Well, I can't really see it's anything to get that worried about.
But let's face it. If you're... All right, if you're coming in your pyjamas, that's one thing. If you're coming barefoot...
Yeah, barefoot.
With your gnarly old toes...
I think I would draw the line
at
barefoot.
I don't want that.
But what's offensive about a pyjama? I mean, I guess if the fly is gaping,
I suppose... Yes, exactly, and someone...
A gentleman could pop out.
Yes!
You don't want that when you're rummaging among the chipolatas, do you? I suppose there's that possibility.
Definitely. Also, there was a headmistress who's banned parents dropping their kids off to school on the school run with a coat over their clear pyjamas.
Oh, really?
Not their clear as in see-through pyjamas. I mean, obviously wearing their pyjamas.
What, because... What, she's standing on the curb, sending them home again?
Well, I just remember that that happened, yeah. Because, I don't know, I think it's just all about caring for ourselves,
isn't
it?
The end of the world.
It? Yeah.
But I think, you know, you've got to credit the pyjama wearers with... Like, Elaine Carmody, 24, from St Mellon's, described the ban as ridiculous. And that's the accent she used. But she made the very good point that... Oh, where is it now?
She was looking for some Horlicks.
No, she'd only popped in for some fags. And if she was coming for a proper shop, of course she'd be clothed.
Yes, there are rules.
There are rules. And you've got to credit Elaine and her friends with some integrity.
But what I don't understand is... I can understand people going shopping in their pyjamas if they're doing it at 2 o'clock in the morning because it's one of those 24-hour places. But if people are going in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in their pyjamas, jolly well right, go and get some clothes on.
but we only wanted fags and they still refused us going for a pack of cigarettes. The reason I bring this up is because Ricky Gervais has gone on record as saying he has got to the stage of his life where he now eschews actual trousers and will be seen out in a pair of pyjama bottoms. So I'm kind of hoping that
he's going to turn up.
He's going to turn up and we can send him to St Mellon's. I wonder if they'd turn Ricky Gervais away.
Well, I'm hoping at least he's going to have an elasticated waist.
I think, well, we shall see. Probably quite soon. I believe he's coming. He's approaching. So to bring us up to the Ricky Gervais, here's a bit of Oasis. Bit of Manchester's Finest.
Oh, little bit of finger waving trouble there.
I was trying my finger.
I know. Do you know what it is? It's because you did with your pen.
Oh,
they're used to fingers.
Yeah. Here's Oasis.